Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Smallville Talk podcast, where tonight we're talking about post-Comic-Con news, if there were any. I don't know. I'm a little confused. I was really excited for New York Comic-Con, but, no trailer, no other announcements, no surprise guests, or did I miss it? Let me know. Please tell me I missed it. Area code 909-232-9227. Call in. Tell us what your thoughts were on New York Comic Con, or if you heard anything regarding Superman, Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, all the above. We have a first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up?
What's up, sir? How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Are we doing Marvel Film Talk after this?
We can if you want, yeah.
Actually, no, because I'm going to have to, like, the last time I went to sleep because I wake up early.
All right, Code 609, who is this?
Speed Force Frank.
Hey, Speed Force Frank, how's it going, sir?
If you show up, man.
Code 469, who is this?
Joe from Krypton, man. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Matt,
we have another caller from area code 708. Let's see. 708.
Hey, what's
Hello?
Up? Melvin from Illinois.
What's calling up? From Illinois?
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you for calling in to the Smallville Talk podcast where we talk about Superman, anything and everything, especially from the show, the TV series. Welcome. What can we call you?
Call me Melvin.
Melvin. All right, great.
Oh, I remember
Melvin
now. Nice.
Is this your first time caller, or?
No.
I called before. I called a year
ago.
When you had the Superman, the Man of Steel.
Yes.
Well, welcome back, sir. Welcome back. Well, tonight we will be talking about post-Comic-Con news. I want to open the doors to you guys. Anything you want to share that you've heard or read from the New York Comic-Con, now is the time. I want to give you guys what I, all I saw was, the new costume what were they called, like sketches or concept art? Yes, costume concept art that was released the week of Comic-Con, and then also a couple other news where the DC superhero girls, that was also announced, but really nothing. Oh, of course, LexCorp was huge at Comic-Con, where they were providing free Wi-Fi and also a free charger for your phone or mobile device with LexCorp on there. So I did see that, but not that much else. Melvin, did you see or hear anything new coming from New York Comic Con?
No, nah, man, I didn't hear nothing about it.
Same here. You didn't miss anything. Let's see if anyone else caught anything. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
I didn't hear nothing about nothing, man. It was a weak sauce con. It sucked, literally. I was so pissed off. Nothing came
really
out.
Really bad.
I was really,
what about you, Speedforce Frank? Since you're a little bit closer, did you hear anything that we didn't?
No, not really. I mean, I just it was lackluster, but, you know, whatever we got, we got.
Is that usually, like, the Comic-Con feeling, even after the fact? It's like, eh.
Well, in New York, I mean, like, it seems that, you know, with San Diego, the steam has gone away with that. But usually New York City is kind of toy heavy. It's a lot of toy heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good to know. Well, any...
toys, where's Chris?
Chris is not on the line yet. Matt from Florida, did you watch or read or see anything from New York Comic Con that kind of sparked your interest in Batman versus Superman?
Well, they did. They did not for Batman v Superman. I did see the sizzle reels for the Flash and Arrow trailers.
Mm.
Yep.
But those were pretty darn cool. But no, not for Batman v Superman. But guys, we are just a few months away. And you know what? I thought about it. I need to do the Marvel film talk tonight. So what? It's 12:36.
Nice.
I'll sleep in. I mean, I'll sleep till 6 a.m.
Oh, man.
Do it.
Well, coming up next is Marvel film talk, as Matt finally decided.
I got your back, Matt.
So let's continue with Marvel talk here. So, also, it was pretty cool the way they had that displayed Trinity out there on the floor of New York Comic Con. I know we've seen it before from the Warner Brothers tour video, and also they were at San Diego Comic Con. But, man, wouldn't you love to have one of those in your house? Let's go around the room. I want to ask you, out of those three, you can only pick one, which one would you take?
Oh, man.
If Warner Brothers said,
how are you gonna do
take
that?
One, but not all. Only one.
Wow.
So this is your one chance, and you have 5 seconds. So I'm going to count down up to five.
Wow.
And then if you can't pick, Warner Brothers says, sorry, next, and you just walk away with nothing. All right, ready? Let's start with you, Speed Force Frank. Countdown starts now. Five.
Well,
who?
When I was there
four.
In person, it was Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. All right, cool. Yeah. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Which one would you take home? Five.
Man of Steel.
All right, quick answer, yes. Let's go to you, Melvin. You got 5 seconds to answer. Which one would you take home?
Hey, is this,
five.
Can you all repeat the call, what it was again? I didn't catch it.
Oh, yeah. They on the floor of DC Comics, they had the three statues with the costumes from the new Batman versus Superman movie. And they have them posed in these kind of like glass, what do you guys call it, guys? Containers or... protection.
Glass case.
Yeah, glass case. And they have the actual costumes on these mannequins that look almost like the actors themselves. Like, it looks like a piece of art. Like, it's, and it looks like they're almost in the movement kind of type of deal. And you should definitely look at this up, Melvin. Just type, you know, Batman versus Superman, DC Comics display at New York Comic-Con, and you'll see that. But you know the characters. Which one would you take out of those three? Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Wow. I'd take all three.
Yeah, you'll only pick one. So here we go. Five.
Oh, only one? Okay.
Four.
Superman.
Three.
Right.
Okay, all right. Superman. It looks like Superman is pretty popular around here. Let's go to a new caller from air code 469. Who is this?
Didn't even ask me.
I was after this caller.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, he's not there. Yeah. Okay, Joe. Let's go to Joe.
Okay. All right, pause the clock. Earth 1, Joe would take Superman.
Five.
Earth 2, Joe would take Batman. Earth
3,
Joe would take Wonder Woman.
Three. Wait, which is Earth 1?
Earth One Joe, of course my name's Joe from Krypton, so the Earth One Joe would take Superman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
Earth
all
Two
we
Joe
want.
Would take Batman.
Earth One. No. All right. Earth All right. One. That's the one that counts. okay, so Superman it is. They would be sold out from all the Supermans. Now let's go to you, Speed Force Frank. Give us a few reasons why you would take Superman over Wonder Woman and Batman.
Well, let me tell you, when I was at the con, I mean, when you get up close to these things, I mean, the detail and the intricacy that this designer did was amazing. I mean, even if you look at the Man of Steel costume, I mean, there's language put inside that costume.
Embroidered, it's
crazy. But it was great. I mean, the con was great, and looking at that whole display was nice.
So, did you go to New York Comic Con?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I went, yeah.
Oh, dude, say something. We want to hear it. So, how was the buzz? How was the buzz around the DC Comics booth?
I'll tell you, it's electric, man. I mean, like, it's just like you can feel it. You know, like, something's going to start coming soon. So, I mean,
but then nothing
it was exciting. Well, no. I mean, like, with the movie.
Oh,
people
I see.
The buzz. The movie was just, like,
did they
people
do any, like, giveaways?
No, not really. I mean, they had special, like, Gotham bags and stuff like that, but nothing too crazy. Like the white tote bags with Gotham on it.
Okay. All right, so Joe says he would take it for the details on the costume. Let's go to you, Francesco. Joe, let's go to you. Why Superman? Why not Wonder Woman and Batman?
Well, I mean, I love those other two characters also, but, I mean, I've always been a Superman kind of guy. You know, I grew up with the character, and I relate to, even though he's an alien, he's very much a human also, and I relate to his human side and, oddly enough, his alien side also, so that's why I would choose him.
All right. Let's go to you, Chris from Kandor. Why Superman? Why?
Wow.
Hello.
I did not know.
Hello.
Wow, he's still not there.
Hello.
Okay, let's go to you, Melvin. Why Superman out of Wonder Woman and Batman?
Oh, man. Why Superman?
Yeah.
Actually, I love all three of the characters. I pick Superman. Superman's my favorite. Superman's the leader, man. He was the first character.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know,
We're all with you.
Yep.
All right, Matt from Florida. Why Superman?
Because, dude, he is one of the greatest superheroes of all time. And speaking of Superman, on my birthday, my mom got me this awesome packaging book of the history of Superman.
Nice.
Ooh, very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, like the complete legend of Superman book. You get the history of Krypton, his powers.
Let me have it.
What?
Hey, and Matt, is that the one where the pages, like, all together, they're gold?
Yeah.
Like on the I have that one. It's pretty neat.
Ooh, how is that, Francesco? How's the book on your end?
It's a silver book.
It's a really nice book. I mean, like, I got a bunch of the Superman books in a DC Comics encyclopedia. It's pretty cool.
And then I go to the library and I get a whole bunch of DC comic books to read there now.
That's great. Great. Good job.
They
man.
Have pretty cool books.
Okay. So now I want to open the floor to you guys. Anything Superman related? I'm still hoping for a Krypton show. I have not heard anything yet. And it's still a little too quiet.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it gets too quiet, it might just not happen. So there has to be some development, at least, like, boom, Goyer has turned in a script or something, you know, but there's no news yet. So, let's open the floor to you guys. Let's start with you, Melvin. Any Superman-related news you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Smallville, man. I went back watching the old episodes a few weeks ago, man.
Nice.
And which one did you watch?
I watched the one with on season 7, opener, the Bizarro one. When Clark went up
to
Bizarro.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Bizarro, I love that. It's a really good one. Remember in season 6, it ended with him fighting Bizarro and then becoming Bizarro?
Yeah,
that was a great scene. I remember screaming at the TV with my mom watching it. And then you see him flying at the end. Saying,
I was like,
Clark
turned crystal. Or remember how it was like kind of like, I know they tried to make it like the cartoon where he's like all jagged. But he looked just like a crystallized Clark Kent.
yeah, I remember that.
That was a great
can
season
I say
there.
Something?
Sure, go ahead.
Talk about the season 6 ending.
when Clark was going up against himself, and you remember the part when Clark hit Bizarre and he flew against the wall and it like broke a piece.
Yeah.
And Lionel was there.
Yeah.
That kryptonite. He thought that Bizarro was Clark and he threw the kryptonite. I was like, oh shoot, what the heck is going on? Man, he sucked that stuff up, man. They charged him up. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder, does the Bizarro come out at night only? Because if it's the opposite, the sun would really hurt him, just like kryptonite would. Wouldn't it be?
No, it just weakens him a little bit, but it doesn't hurt him necessarily. They took liberties in Smallville.
Yeah, you could tell. Mm-hmm. You could tell.
Yeah.
Bizarro had the same haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys, I've seen the trailer for The Choice with Tom. I didn't, with Tom Welling, I didn't spot Tom Welling at all. It's more like a romantic movie.
Yeah, you won't see him at all. He'll be in the way back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tom Welling somehow needs to make somehow crazy comeback. I miss him in the superhero type aspect. I do.
Yeah. Well,
he's
doing a lot of stuff. So definitely keep your eye open. He's definitely out there doing a lot more TV, a lot more guest appearances in film. Also, hopefully he'll get that leading guy, but he has to shake that Superman Clark Kent, and that's the curse that everybody's talking about, like the Superman curse where it follows you forever. I know when I went to go see A Man Called Uncle, or Named Uncle, I saw Superman in the suit playing a different movie. But so that's the only challenge in the industry is having to shake that character he played for 10 years. It's like, dude, it's like you are Clark Kent. You can't shake that off because it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, you're immortalized in film on the DVD live stream, whichever way you watch it, on YouTube or Netflix or whatever. It's there forever. So it's like even when you fanboys and girls experience Smallville for the first time, that's it. They're going to be stuck with Tom Welling as Clark Kent. And they can't move past that. So it's going to be crazy.
Mm.
It's but we wish him good things, right? If we could tell Tom, what words of advice we could give him if he wants to hear any of your advice, let's go around the room. Let's say Tom Welling is on the other line and he just wants to hear your thoughts on how he can make that comeback. Let's go to you, Francesco.
I would have said he should have put those tights on that idiot.
Right? Not just have that CGI head? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida. What would you tell Tom?
Put those freaking tights back on and guest star on the Flash. Freeze with Barry Allen.
So that would be his comeback?
I have a feeling it's going to happen.
All right. Again, tell us where you read that quote.
We will be long gone.
Facebook, it's going to happen this season at some point because through a Facebook site, I forgot what site I read it at today, but it was a
movie pilot.
No, wait, it was at
it was movie pilot?
Comic Book News. No, it was at comicbooknews.com.
Oh,
Cosmic Book News. Yeah.
Cosmic Book News. Okay. All right, Chris from Kandor, are you back? What's up, bro? Nope, still not there.
Nope.
All right. Nope. Okay, now let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Anything Superman?
Since nothing's really working out for him outside of what worked for him in the first place, Superman, Clark Kent, I would say pull a Brandon Routh and come back as another superhero on the CW. Why not?
Right.
Just change his look a little bit.
Give
him, give him another haircut. Make him look different. Make him
I'll play Superman
not,
till the day I die. Let's go.
You know, like Brandon Routh, they made him look not like he did in Superman Returns. They gave him a different haircut and all this other stuff. You can do the same thing with Tom Welling. Just give him another superhero character.
Yeah, come on. Let's
play.
Go. Let's go around the room. Every time we see Brandon, we see Superman. Let's go to you, Joe. Come on.
Kind of.
Keep it
not
real.
Really
keep it real.
Though.
Keep it real. Even in that
no,
Ant-Man
no,
suit.
No, seriously, dude.
Even in that Ant-Man suit, he looks like Superman.
Yeah.
All the colors, blue, red.
Yeah, a little
Francesco,
bit, a little bit.
Your thoughts? Come on, be real. Every time you see Brandon, we see Superman Returns.
Actually, I see Brandon Ralph.
All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
Yeah, because back in season three, him and Felicity, I do like every scene with him. In the suit without the glasses, I did see Clark Kent.
There you go. All right, we have a new caller from air code 469. Who is this?
Actually, Tom Welling. He is going to be on the movie next year.
Who is this?
Who is
this?
That's a
Chris from Andor.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good.
So, what were you saying?
I was saying about the movie is going to be called The Choice. Tom Welling is going to be in it.
He's supposed to be completely naked in that, Chris.
I don't know. He's going to play Dr.
Shivago.
Dr. Ryan, something.
All right, Melvin, let's go to you, sir. Anything Smallville Superman related?
Really?
Hello?
Melvin, you still there?
Hey.
Oh, Melvin has left us already. All right, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
No, go ahead. Go back to Melvin, man. He's there.
Hello?
Are you there, Melvin?
I can't hear you.
Okay. So the floor is open to you, sir. Anything Superman related?
No, I can't think of anything right now. I can move on.
Okay, cool. Let's go to you, Chris. Anything Superman related you want to talk about?
I want to know about the anything new about the Dark Knight Rises, Dark Knight Returns, or something. Is it Superman going to be in right here?
Yeah, Superman's in it.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay.
The Dark Knight 3, the Master Race.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you were on that Batman Talk podcast. We talked about the whole episode.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go to you, Joe. Anything Superman related or Smallville?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, I have a question for you, man. I was skimming through the podcast feed the other day, and I searched Smallville Talk, and I noticed. Well, I've actually always noticed this, but. You have another podcast called Superman Talk. Why don't you ever do that one? What's up with that one? Did you lose the password, or what happened with that one?
No, I did not lose the password. That would be crazy. Because there's always the forget password link.
So are you ever going to do one, another Superman Talk, or did you just leave
This is.
Really? Because it shows two different ones. It shows Smallville Talk and Superman Talk.
Yeah, well, if you check the actual podcast tracks, they're the same. Mm-hmm. They're the same.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just,
well, on
it's
that
like
note, you should do a Superman. You should do a Superman. I mean, I know you've basically turned Smallville Talk into Superman Talk, but you should transition it over to Superman Talk. That'd be cool. Just rename it to rebrand
it. Yeah, that would be. How many years has it been since Smallville has ended?
Four years.
Yeah, 4 years. Crazy, right? You could have a 4-year-old next to you.
Yeah, I know. It is crazy to think about it like that.
That is crazy, yeah. Okay, anything else, Joe?
No, I think that's it, man. My plate's clean.
All right, you just wanted to put me on blast.
No, I was just curious, man. I was hoping I would spark you to do another podcast like Superman Talk, you know? I was hoping that would ignite that.
Hey, never say never, right?
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Okay, let's go to you, Melvin. Just want to check in back with you in case you have anything before we wrap up the show.
Yeah, man, I just want to say, man, I love all of DC, man. I love DC, Marvel, superheroes, man. I love all that stuff.
Yeah,
heck,
it's such a great time, right? Aren't you excited to be alive right now where everything's fresh, you know? It's not like you're growing up to, like, oh, see what happened. No, you're experiencing everything.
Yeah.
Man, the TV shows they got coming on TV. I mean, you got Gotham Monday Night, Tuesday Flash, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. back-to-back on the same night. Wednesday got Arrow. I mean, every night is something. Thursday, they got Heroes
and
back.
Then Supergirl coming soon in a couple weeks.
Oh, man. Supergirl
and
2 weeks.
And so we're going to have a, Melvin, just so you know, we're going to have a Supergirl Talk podcast where we'll be discussing that show as well. So hopefully you could join us.
And
then coming up next
also,
is Marvel Film Talk. So if you're a fan of Marvel Film Talk, head on over there. We're going to wrap up this show now. I want to thank you guys so much for calling in. Joe from Krypton, give us your shout out, sir. Go.
Hey, I just want to say hey to everybody on the podcast. Thanks for calling in. Keep calling in and follow me on Twitter at RedBlueSuperDude.
All right, check him out. Chris from Candor, give us a shout out.
Hey, thank you for picking up my call.
All right, Frank, give us a shout out.
Hey, I'm starting a solo adventure, a podcast called From Smallville to Metropolis. It's a Smallville review show and all the episodes. Just check
it out. Nice. Very cool. Well, what are you live against?
News to me.
I can't do that. I'll let you guys know about that.
Let's talk about that on Marvel Talk. I'm sure no one else would mind. Melvin, give us a shout out, sir. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for calling back, man. You're always welcome back.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me, man. I don't have no shout out, man. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, man. I want to be calling in more often.
Yeah, do that. It's great to hear old fans calling back. It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it, right? Did I miss anyone?
Mac in Florida.
Okay, he is gone. All right. He's probably at Marvel Film Talk now.
He's so asleep.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.